Benton Community Gardens. We are growing at the Benton Community Gardens. This month sees lots of new developments. We have planted seeds and prepared beds for flowers and vegetables. It was lovely to have volunteers from the M Group in early March who helped to refresh and weed some of the paths and clear the bottom of the allotment where the compost is made. From April onwards, I am planning to spend Tuesday and Thursday afternoons down on the allotment. This means that if you come on those days between 2:30 and 5 p.m, I will plan to be there with a flask of tea and some biscuits to welcome you. We also have some fun workshops in the making. In mid-May, there will be one on natural dyes and an opportunity to make your own natural dyed bandana. We will advertise it on the village Facebook as well as the community allotment Facebook page. We have promotional postcards now that will be available free of charge around the village. As you can see, we are putting more effort into bringing this community space into a higher profile as a way of engaging in a healthy, ecologically friendly and healing space for our community in Benson. Recently, the library garden and the allotment united under one umbrella. We have always worked closely and hold a similar vision of growing food and enriching community. One of our philosophies on the community allotment is for community to get involved but not feel burdened, to enjoy some gardening but not feel trapped, and to enjoy community and friendship through connecting with nature. Please come down and see what's going on and enjoy a wander round, pick some herbs, or just relax with nature while on a walk. We always welcome anyone who would like to be more actively involved in the space and come to do a little weeding or watering. You can get in touch with us at bentoncommunitygardens@gmail.com. And that was written by Bridget Hess.